Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. I thank you for joining us for our radio broadcast as we're going to continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Luke chapter 10. Again, that's Luke chapter 10. And please go to verse number 19. And I'm going to be reading this particular scripture from the New Testament of Modern Speech translation by Richard Francis Weymouth. So Luke 10, 19. And this is Jesus speaking. I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot and to trample on all the powers of the enemy. And in no case shall any of them do you harm. Amen. Now, the word power is mentioned twice in this verse. And two different words are found in the Greek for power. Now, what Jesus actually said was, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, the serpents and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the power of the devil, demons, evil spirits, and all of his cohorts. As believers, we need to realize we got authority over them. Let me repeat that. As believers, we need to realize we have authority over them. Amen. The church today should not have less authority than the church of the Lord Jesus Christ had in the first century. Amen. It would be foolish to think so, because our enemy is the same. Amen. Now, the throne of God is the right hand of his power and is the center of the power of the whole universe. Amen. The power to exercise that authority was given to the resurrected Lord. Amen. Jesus the Christ. Now, please go to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 1, and we're going to read verse number 13. Now, again, I am going to be reading this particular scripture from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. And it says, "And God never said to an angel, as he said to his son, 'Sit in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet.'" Christ, with his resurrected physical body, is there in complete display and in full possession of his rights and authority, awaiting the Father's time when his enemies shall be made his footstools. Amen. The elevation of the church with him into the heavenly realm points to the fact that we are to sit with him, sharing not only his throne, but also his authority. Amen. Family, we as believers have authority. That authority belongs to us. And you will never know that you have it unless you hear it. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you have never been taught that you have authority, then you will never hear it, and you will realize that you never have that authority. Now go with me to Romans chapter 5, please. Again, that's Romans chapter 5, verse number 17. We now understand why Paul wrote this verse when he said, "The sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over us. But all who receive God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. So we have triumph over sin and death through who? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That authority belongs to you. That authority belongs to you. We are to reign as kings in life by Christ Jesus. Amen. That's authority. It is, isn't it not? Whatever the king declares, it was law. He was the last authority. We are to partake of the authority that Christ's throne represents. Amen. Some of us have exercised that authority over the power of the air more than others because we have a little more spiritual comprehension. But God, amen, wants all of us to have that spiritual compensation. Amen. He is not a respecter of people. What he does for one, he's obligated by his word to do for another. Otherwise, he is not God. If he will do for me and not do for you, and all things being equal, then he's not God. Amen. The Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1, 15 to 23 prayed through Paul that we all might have wisdom, understanding, and authority over Satan and his demonic powers and the problems they present through their constant deception and manipulation of man's mind. See, if Satan can get control of your mind, then he has you. Because that's where it all begins, in the realm of your mind, your thought process, through thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. One of the most difficult things, it seems, for the church is to stay balanced. Difficult things for the church to do is to stay balanced, to stay focused on the Word of God. You can take any circumstance, including the authority of the believer, take it to the extreme, and it comes harmful and ceases to bless. Remember this man, Jim Jones? Well, it's my understanding he was once saved, as far as I understand, and was a believer. Then he began to study these very scriptures we have been studying. He reasoned, if we are Christ, then I am Christ. Christ is God, so I am God. And then he eventually founded a cult that became very popular. The people began to worship him rather than the Creator. And you know what happened to that? Many people died because of their deception of following this man. It is easy to fall into a ditch on either side of the road, into excess, into fire, and extremes. Let's go down the middle of the road and maintain balance, spiritual balance, by understanding and having wisdom of the Word of God. There was a Scotsman named John Alexander Dowie, that's D-O-W-I-E, who received revelation regarding divine healing while he ministered before the turn of the century in Australia. And he crossed the ocean many times during his lifetime. Now, during his travels, he encountered many storms, but he said every time a storm came up, he did what Jesus did. He rebuked the storm, and it always ceased. Now, did you hear that? He said he rebuked the storm, and it always ceased. Amen, amen. We should not be amazed by Brother Dowie's testimony, because Jesus said in John 14 and verse 12, it says, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Now listen to what Jesus says. He says, he who believes. Now see, there are a lot of Christians, oh sure, they've accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. But do they really believe the Word of God? Jesus says, he who believes in me or dwells in me, the works that I do, he will do. But you have to believe. He says, and greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. Amen. There is always, remember, there is always going to be someone who wants to know what the greater works are rather than just doing the works. Let's just do the works first that Jesus did and then think about the greater works. Because if we do the works, then we know we believe that we have the authority to do the greater works. Amen. Don't be worried about the greater works. Just stay spiritually balanced and let's do the works. Jesus says, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. Amen. Jesus never said that only a select few will do these works. He never said that. He never said that only the white folks will do these works. He never said that. Or did he say the black folks will do these works? He never said that. Or the Mexicans will do these works. He never said that. Or the Chinese, the Japanese, the Korean, etc., etc., etc. He never said that. No. What Jesus says, he said, those who believe, hallelujah, on him will do these works. So everybody has the right to do these works. But those only who believe, amen, in him, the works that Jesus do, we will do also, and greater works. Hallelujah. Now go with me, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 16. That's Mark, chapter 16. And we're going to go to verse number, 14 through 18. So that's Mark 16, beginning with 14 through 18. And it says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Now, listen to this. Listen what happened here. He says, lady appeared to 11. So Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples as they sat at the table. And he had to rebuke them because of their unbelief. Now here are his disciples that has been with him for 3.5 years. And some of them still had unbelief and hardness of heart. Can you believe that? Wow. But Jesus had to rebuke them because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. He says, in my name, they will cast out demons and they will speak with new languages. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Now let's read. It says here, verse 16, it says, he who believes, there we go, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, number one. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And it says, and these signs will follow those who believe. It says, in my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, and they will take up serpents, and they will drink anything, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means harm them. And also they will speak to the winds and the waves, and they will cease. Hallelujah. So, what we have to do is believe. Believe the authority that has been given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In understanding our authority, we must understand how to break the power of the devil. Matter of fact, the power of the devil is already broken. Jesus done that when he went to the cross. Hallelujah. Now please go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to read verse number 12. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, it's very interesting. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So I'm not against you. I'm not against another human being. It says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Those are evil spirits. Against powers, wickedness, and against the rulers of darkness of this age. That's Satan and his demonic host. And we have to understand that our fight is not against each other. And our fight is a spiritual fight. Hallelujah. God's word teaches us that these evil spirits are fallen angels who have been dethroned by Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our interaction with these demons should be with the knowledge that Jesus has already defeated them. Hallelujah. We have to understand that that fight has already been won. Remember, Jesus told us the fight, the good fight of faith. And the reason why it is a good fight, because number one, Jesus has already won. And the only thing we have to do is take our rightful position in Christ Jesus and to know the authority that we have. Now, please go to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to read verse number 15. And it says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Now, Jesus made a public spectacle of them. In other words, he pulled the coattails off of them. He let everybody know that Satan ain't nothing but a punk and we're going to deal with him the right way. Amen. We have to understand Adam's treason. What Adam did. See, God's original plan was for the earth and the fullness thereof was for Adam to have dominion over all the works of his hands. Hallelujah. In other words, Adam was to be the God of this world. Matter of fact, he was temporarily until he was disobedient to the word of God, the commandment that God had given him. Adam committed high treason and sold out to Satan, and Satan, through Adam, became the God of this world. Adam didn't have the moral right to commit treason, but he had the legal right to do so. Amen. Because he had the legal right, because God had given him dominion over the earth. Now, Satan has a right to be here and to be the God of this world until Adam's lease runs out. Satan has the right to rule over us until we become new creatures and got into the body of Christ. As we see in Colossians 1, please go there, verses 12 to 13. Colossians 1, verses 12 to 13. And it says, giving thanks to the Father who has delivered us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Amen. So, we give thanks to the Father because he's delivered us from the partakers and delivered us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, he's delivered us from the power of darkness. Amen. And conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus the Christ. That's why we have that authority. That is why Satan has no right to rule over us or have dominion over us. Amen. Yet, the average Christian has more in Satan's authority and power than in God's. The Bible talks about the first man, Adam, but also about the second Adam, Jesus Christ, who became our substitute. Now, please go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, and let's read verse number 45. And it says, he, Jesus, is called the last Adam. And in verse 47, he, Jesus, is called the second man. All that Jesus did, he did for us. Amen. Everything he did for us. We have the authority, not as believers, but many people believe we can't have much of anything now. They think Satan's running everything down here. We must remember, though, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Let me repeat that. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Satan's running a lot of what is here on earth, but he's not running me. He's not running the church. He's not dominating us. We can dominate him. We have authority over him. Amen. He has no right or no power or no dominion over us. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time, but I thank you for joining us for this particular radio program. But please join us next week where we continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.